I was out a bunch over the weekend with the KISM van signing folks up for the 92 Days of Summer, and the song You Wrecked Me from Tom Petty is kind of fitting for the van as it sits in the parking lot today. And I don't think it's going to have time to be fixed before we head to the peninsula. But it is drivable. It was just minor damage to the KISM van as I was out on Friday with the good folks at Skagit Valley Polaris. They've got that cool, super cool slingshot, three-wheeled, two seats, one big motor thing for the 92 Days of Summer. And as I'm signing folks up, I hear this crunch, and then I hear a bunch, ooh, there's people all around the table. And some guy had come to sign up, John, and then jumped back into his car to go take off and back to whatever he was doing, and backed up into the KISM van. And I felt bad for him, man. I did. I really did. His car was worse off than the van. But, you know, it was one of those deals where you got to exchange information and that kind of stuff. And so, thankfully, our sales associate, Judy, was there. And she handled the situation. But I felt bad for the guy, man. And in front of an audience, too.
Well, there were vans that we had in the past where if somebody had backed into it, we would have said, thank you. Do it again.
You wouldn't have been able to tell.
More. But this one we kind of like. This one's not a bad van.
Yeah.
So I took a look at it. Yeah, there's a little scar there on the passenger.
Some broken taillight stuff.
Yeah, the passenger, rear passenger side there. But I'm sure given the opportunity, if you and I are going to be driving that thing on the peninsula and say, later this week, we'll probably knock it into something out there.
But, I mean, everybody's backed the car into something that was... You know, I mean, the second that happened, I remembered my girlfriend Taryn. She had the hatchback open in her little Subaru Impreza, and I didn't realize it was open and decided it was in the garage and backed up with the hatchback open and backed into the garage door.
Did it pop it out?
And it broke the window and the whole deal. There was her dad. Craig has backed into three cars in his own driveway. Like, people, don't forget, there's someone parked behind you. Three times in his own driveway it's happened.
Well, I took the KISM van and backed into, I broke a guy's foot, allegedly. I didn't really, though. A guy named Dan, Dirty Dan. There's a statue in Fairhaven of this guy, Dirty Dan Harris. And it's right at the corner where we do our broadcast for the Fairhaven Festival. And I had to get out of that festival and maneuver out
it's
of there.
Crowded people.
And it is
everywhere.
People on top of people on top of people. And it's dangerous. It really is. Because you got little kids and you got and unsupervised, and you're trying to maneuver this thing. And you have to drive through a crowd, through people, to get out. Well, I'm backing this thing up. And this is one of the bad vans that we had. And I hear this crunch. And then I hear this guy say, dude, you just broke Dirty Dan's foot. Now, Dirty Dan, he's like I said, he's a statue that he sits, he's like sitting on a bench, and he's got his leg way out there, which...
Oh, he's manspreading?
Oh, he's more than,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's manspreading.
He's got it way out there. You. So it's kind of rude on Dan's part to begin with. You know, because I can see Dan. I'm just not accounting for his legs being out the way they are.
He was trying to trip the van.
If you look at the statue, you would think he was trying to bring down the chaos. You would think he's looking for a lawsuit is what he's looking for.
He's like that lady in China that went and threw her bicycle under the front of the bus and then rolled off. You seen that?
Yeah.
Where she's like faking that insurance deal.
Well, yeah. Well, I looked at Dan after the fact and I said, I don't think he's.
He has insurance.
I think his leg is broken and I got a loss. You know, I'll countersue.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll be in Oregon before you even make a phone call.
And there were so many scratches on that van was so abused that I couldn't even tell if I had done any damage.
Why report this?
To that old KISM van at the time. So, no, we didn't do anything.
I mean,
what's the worst thing you ever backed? What's the worst thing you ever backed into?
Well, it wasn't so much unique in that it was a telephone pole, but it was the fact that I was on vacation in Kona, Kailua, Hawaii, and that kind of put a damper on things. It was one of those deals where there's eight of us all staying in this big place, and we're out of a couple little things for breakfast or whatever. I'll run down and do it. So I jump in the car, run down to the little market. I'm all excited to get back and bring the stuff that everybody needs for breakfast, and I backed into a telephone pole in the rental car.
And?
Well, that wasn't fun. It just hangs over your head.
Did it hit you? Did it hit your insurance you had to file the claim?
It just goes up monthly anyway. It's hard to even keep track of.
Yeah. I hit a thing with a rental car a couple years ago, and just a barrier stanchion kind of thing. And I'm still waiting for the rates to go up. They haven't caught up to me yet. But my insurance covered it, and it's, you know, they always try to get you to sign for their insurance.
Yeah.
Mine took care of it. My rates haven't gone up, so far I'm okay on that deal.
So far, I like backing into the KISM van, running over Dirty Dan Harris's leg, and backing out of the garage with the hatch still open in your car. Those are my three favorites that we've mentioned.
All right, well, if you got a good one that you backed into, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. And if anybody out on the peninsula, you want to take a look at the KISM van.
Got a little on-site Bondo thing you can do over there. That'd be great.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. Mm-hmm.